Book of John, chapter 3. You asked some questions tonight, and they're important questions, but I think there's some even more important things that we need to know. Okay? Who's the author of Christmas? Who's the author of Christmas? In other words, we have a book and somebody wrote that book. They're the ones who made it up. They're the ones who thought it up in their mind. They're the ones that perhaps researched it. They're the ones who came to all the conclusions. And so my question today is, who's the author of Christmas? What's your guess?
Jesus.
All right, God's the author. Okay. I want you to notice a verse. It's very familiar to some people. I memorized it when I was first started going to Sunday school when I was about 8 years of age. I wish I could say I understood the truth of it, but I did not until I was 19. When I was 19, I got saved. And for the first time in my life, I understood what this verse meant. Verse number 16. And it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So when we consider Christmas, and we can look at trees, we can look at ornaments, we can look at Yule logs, I mean all these things that are traditions with people, all these different things that different families do, whatever it might be, really what is important? What is important? Who is it about? And when we consider it, we must learn who's the author of it. Why do we have Christmas? Think about this for a moment. What two words do you hear in Christmas? Christ and what? Mass. Okay, Mass. Now we know Christ is speaking of whom? The Lord Jesus Christ. But what about the Mass? Now that's an interesting word. It goes back to a Saxon word. Perhaps you've heard of Anglo-Saxons. They were really the people who inhabited England many, 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 many years ago. And it goes back to this Saxon word, and they would have spelled it a little different than us. M-A-E-S-S-A in this room. So many in this room that I've known for years, they've done the same thing. Someone when they were way back when they were teens. Oh God, how we thank You for what You've done. Work and bless in every heart and life. We thank You in Christ's name. Amen. This I'm going to dismiss you. A lot of times I'd have an invitation, but this one we'll do tonight. Game time is starting over there for you, but if any of you guys like to talk to me individually, I'll be right here. Okay? That's adults too, by the way. But you're dismissed.